Now, LakeCountryToday.com Sports. Here's Scott McLeod.
EHSA baseball wraps up regular season play this weekend with the state playoffs starting next week. Lake area teams in action today include Baldwin with a key region game at Spalding. Jones County plays a doubleheader at Warner Robins. Washington County will host GSIC. Jasper County will head to Lamar County. And Thompson will be at Westside Augusta. GIAA baseball today has Brentwood at home against Trinity Christian. John Hancock will welcome Edmund Burke. John Millage travels to Stratford. And Gatewood will bring in Pinewood Christian. The Central Georgia Sports Report says a couple of Jones County student-athletes have signed with colleges. Ched Smith will continue his football career at LaGrange College, and Presley Vincent signed with the Shorter volleyball team. After dropping a doubleheader to Newberry Wednesday, the GCNSU softball team will play its final Peach Belt Conference series of the season this weekend. The Wolves run-ruled the Bobcats in Wednesday's opener 12-1, then took the second game 7-6, scoring three runs in the seventh for a walk-off win. The Bobcats are tied for sixth in the conference. They'll host USC Buford in a doubleheader Saturday, a single game on Sunday. The baseball Bobcats will be at Columbus State today through Sunday. Those Cats are tied for second. The Peach Belt Conference men's and women's golf championships begin today at Forest Hills Golf Club in Augusta. It'll finish Sunday. GCNSU tennis will welcome nationally ranked Auburn Montgomery today, with the seniors honored before the 2 o'clock matches. The Bobcat women are 46th on the latest ITA computerized rankings. Chris Sale pitches tonight for the Braves as they bring in the Rangers to start a three-game set at Truist Park. All three games will be at night on OSN. Ronald Acuna Jr. got his first homer of the season Thursday, and his manager hopes that's the start of good things.
I said even last night he was kind of mishitting some balls and getting hits, and I was kind of almost like, you know, when guys start doing that, then they're just, you know, they're ready to get going and get on a run. So, he's getting his hits and stealing bags, and I'm sure it's good for him to get that first home run out of the way.
Brian Snitker on Bally Sports. Scott McLeod with Lake Country Sports.